AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The New York Times is reporting that one of the pilots of that doomed German airliner might have been locked out of the cockpit. The paper cites an unnamed investigator as saying the cockpit voice recorder picked up the sound of the pilot desperately trying to break down the door as the plane plummeted toward the French Alps. Remy Zudi, head of the agency investigating the crash, says his team has downloaded audio from that recorder.
We hope to have a first rough ideas in a matter of days.
150 people, including three Americans, were killed in yesterday's crash. Saudi Arabian planes have launched airstrikes against Houthi rebel positions in Yemen. The Saudi ambassador to the U.S., Adel Al-Jubeir, tells reporters the kingdom has put together a partnership of countries in and out of the Gulf Cooperation Council.
The use of force is always the last resort, and it is with great reluctance that we took this step along with our partners in the GCC countries, as well as outside of the GCC countries.
An AP correspondent reports explosions have been heard in the Yemen capital of Sana'a, and fire and smoke can be seen in the night sky. Yemen's embattled president is said to have left the southern port city of Aden by boat as the rebel fighters neared that city. Former University of Oklahoma student who led fellow fraternity members in a racist chant makes a public apology.
With no question, my words on that bus were disgusting, and these words should never be repeated under any circumstance. I'm also upset and embarrassed that I failed to stand up as a leader and stop this chant.
Levi Pettit first personally apologized to the head of Oklahoma's Legislative Black Caucus before his appearance before reporters. Pettit's fraternity, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, has been disbanded on the OU campus and shut down. He and another student have left the school. This is AP Radio News. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who walked away from his post and platoon mates in Afghanistan and was held captive for 5 years by the Taliban, is charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy and could get life in prison if convicted. Cody Full was in Bergdahl's platoon in 2009. His only question is why it took the Army so long to bring charges.
Every single person has known that he deserted since the very beginning.
Last May 31st, Bergdahl was handed over to U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan in exchange for five Taliban commanders who were imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Next, an Article 32 hearing, similar to a civilian grand jury proceeding, will be held at Fort Sam Houston, where Bergdahl has been on administrative duty. Secretary of State John Kerry back in Switzerland for nuclear talks with Iran ahead of next week's deadline to reach a framework agreement with the Iranians. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.